Good morning, we are in the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos, and we are up to Mishnah Dalet. So again, we're discussing what happens if a Yisrael, or a Zar for that matter, someone who's not a Kayin, eats Truma B'Shagi. He has an obligation to pay back the principal of what he ate, and he has to actually pay back, on top of that, an extra Chaimish, which we described as a quarter. Mishnah Dalet reads, Hagoinev Truma V'Layachala M'Shalam T'Shalmi Kefal T'Mit Trumasas. Here it talks about somebody who stole Truma. So he's not just somebody who simply ate truma, which is forbidden for someone who's not a kayin. He actually stole truma from the kayin. So now he has a regular monetary obligation to pay back what he has stolen. So Mishnah is talking about a case where he has not yet eaten it. Halacha is mishalom tishlum kefil demei truma. He just has to pay back the standard kefil. Person steals something, there's an obligation for him to pay back double. If he steals it, he gets caught stealing it, he's obligated to pay back double. He pays back double the amount of the value of that truma, and it all holds a din of truma at that point in time when it's paid back. Achla, what happens if he actually ate this truma? Now, mishlam shnei kronim v'chaimish. He has to pay back the standard payment of double. He has to pay back double what he stole. And on top of that, he has to add on one chaimish, which we described earlier, what obligates a person to pay that extra chaimish, that extra quarter, is, or translated as that extra fifth, he has to. It's if he eats it. So merely stealing it does not obligate him to pay back the extra chaimish. It's eating it. So if he steals it, he has to pay back double. He ate what he stole. He still has to pay back double plus that extra chaimish, that extra fifth. So you see, as Mishnah reads, Achal Mashal Shnei Karen v'chaimish, Karen v'chaimish menachulim v'Karen demei truma. He pays back Karen and Chemish from Chulin as the standard payment, the Karen to be Truma, and one principle for what he actually stole. Gone of Truma's Hektish Viachal, a person stole something which was Truma's Hektish. So a Kayin decided to donate his Truma to the Beis HaMikdash. So now this Truma has two different halachas regarding it. Number one, it's Truma. Number two, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Now a person goes ahead and steals that. So he has a double whammer here. He stole Truma and he also stole Hektish. Now he eats it. Mishalem shnei chomshin v'karen. He only pays back one karen, and then he pays back two extra fifths. The reason for this is because the payment of paying double is only an interpersonal matter between people. Hektish, it says, shnayi mishalem l're'eyu, I believe. It says re'eyu v'loy l'hektish, and therefore you don't pay double to Hektish. So he steals from Hektish, he has to pay back just the principle of what he stole. But with regard to what he ate, he now has to pay back an extra chaimish to fulfill his truma obligation, because he ate truma when he was not supposed to. On top of that, he has to pay another chaimish, because Hektish has the same halacha. If a person eats something that belongs to Hektish without rishus, he needs to pay back a chaimish, and then he pays back the principle, plus two extra chumshin, as they would be called. And we'll stop here at Mishnah. Hey, have a wonderful day.